Right, hello. So episode 6 this week, and we've got Ainsley, who I spoke about last week.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Ainsley. I'm a Reiki practitioner and angel healer. I've been doing it for the last 8 years.
I said last week that we've known each other through school.
Yes.
So, what age were you when you started that school? 13?
13, second year.
Aye, mm-hmm. 13. So, but we lost contact for a lot of years, and then the joys of Facebook and everything else, we kind of caught up. Was it Bebo?
Bebo.
Mm-hmm. I prefer Bebo to Facebook, though. So we caught up on social media, and we've just kind of never really fully lost touch since then.
And how long ago was that?
I don't even know. Like,
many moons ago?
I think...
A long time.
I had Bebo when I was pregnant with my second... So that was like 18 years ago. And then I think we kind of got Facebook about 2 or 3 years after that. So I, lots of years, but that's because we're getting old. And now everybody's sick of Facebook and they're jumping on Instagram, and I think they're sick of that, and they're jumping on TikTok, and none
which
of
I
us.
Can hardly use.
You can't use anything. Or I just found out this morning that Ainsley doesn't even have Messenger.
Well, I get it through Facebook, but I've not got the single app. My husband says to me, download, if you don't get Messenger on your phone. And I was like, yeah, Facebook. And he went, no. Don't get the app.
Like, I'm not tech-minded, but Ainsley's really bad.
Yes.
Ainsley, aye, like, there's, you can't even describe how bad Ainsley is when it comes to...
I try.
No, you don't.
You should see when I'm trying to work my Zoom calls. I get there eventually, but nearly.
Because what was it that happened to you a couple of weeks ago? You were on one, and then.
I get so worked up trying to get into it. I had one of my mediumship calls, and I was facilitating it, and I'd left it to the last minute because I thought my call was at 7:30.
I'm just going to pull that down a wee second.
Yeah, I thought my call was at 7:30, but it was meant to start at 7:00, so I went out to get set up at 10:10, and noticed people had been messaging me. Where's the call, where's the link to get in? So that was the panic set in. So we were going mad trying to set everything up and trying to get the Zoom loaded, but we ended up, we get in.
I do think Zoom is a bit of a nightmare, though.
It is.
I do think Zoom's a bit of a nightmare, though, because sometimes when you try and log on to it, it just, it doesn't pop up. It might just be me.
I'll be honest, I still don't know how I done it, but I get into it. Then it came up, because we were kind of right at the end of the meditation where everybody starts to get their messages and tell me what they were getting, and it came up, you have 3 minutes, something remaining, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, that's right, because you only get 40 minutes now, don't you, unless you actually subscribe.
But I pay for an account, so I should get longer.
So you should get longer,
so
right?
So I don't know how I logged in, what one I was in, whether I was mine, Vince's.
So you were in somebody's? If she's hacked your Zoom, then we're sorry, but she never meant it.
It was me.
I'm innocent until, even if I'm proven guilty.
But it actually turned out one of the best calls.
That's what happens, though. It's like if you plan a night out, when you plan a night out, it's never as good as just...
last minute.
Aye.
So, yeah, I'll need to research, I'll need to learn Zoom better. I know.
I mean,
10 minutes before my next call.
Aye.
Help!
But you get there in the end, and that's the most important part, yeah?
Yep.
So, a few things we're going to talk about this week. We're not really... going too deep into the whole mental health thing, but more other things that can help your mental health. A couple of the things that I say to my clients that's good, one of them is journaling. And we kind of touched on it last week. The week before that, I think it was. I touched on it, and I was talking about how you can write down your emotions, or you can send a text. Before you send a text, if emotions are high, just type the text if you feel that's what you want to say, but don't send it straight away. Like, leave it for 10 minutes, go back, read it again. If you're still not too sure that that's exactly how you feel, your emotions are still running high, take another 10 minutes and just keep doing that until you know that you're fully calmed down. Then if at that point you definitely want to send that text, send it. Mm-hmm. But most of the time you will realise that that's not exactly what you want to say. It might be in a roundabout way what you want to say, but you maybe don't want to word it as strongly.
Yeah.
And it's the same way, almost like journaling, similar in the sense where you're writing down how you feel. Yep.
Yeah.
And you can write it down in a bit of paper and you can burn it or you can rip it up and put it in the bin, and that's you get rid of the emotions.
Or bury it. That's another good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you can just keep the journaling book and you write down. With journaling, it's more about you're writing down your emotions in that moment, but you're also writing down what you want to in your future or what you want to let go of in your past, how you felt throughout that day that you want to get rid of that feeling. How do you...
Sometimes it's good for the journaling side to keep it, because then you can look back and see
Definitely.
How far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
When I look back in my journals, diaries, like 8 years ago, the difference is amazing. I don't think I've changed. I don't think I've came that far. I don't think I've learned a lot. But until you take a step back and look and read them,
mm-hmm.
I can see the difference. And
I've only recently started journaling. It was you that got me into it. Mm-hmm. And it was the last couple of years. But you were saying about diaries, did you keep a diary as a teenager?
No, not
right.
really.
It wasn't particularly a diary.
I'll need to find that and read it.
You really don't. Let's say Helen found it and I was grounded.
Okay. Ainsley, was that
in it? I don't actually know. I was probably about 14 or 15, so it was when I was kind of hanging about a different part of Glasgow, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't even think it was then. I think it was before that. I don't want to mention anybody's names, and the person I'm going to talk about actually isn't here anymore. They sadly passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
So I think in it, I was talking about that person.
Okay.
I was obsessed. It was a boy, and I was obsessed with him. Teenage crush, all that. Thought I loved him.
Young love.
And he thought he was a bad boy, but he was just, he just wasn't. But I thought that was dead funny and dead cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he might have been in that diary.
Right. Oh, no wonder you get grounded.
Yeah, I was. And by the way, I never done anything wrong, but my mother always thought I was doing wrong, and she still does.
Every day.
Yes, we'll not touch on that one today. That's that. That'll probably take a whole episode if we were just to talk about our mums.
Uh-huh. Or a few. Mm-hmm.
Right, so anyway, so keeping a diary as a teenager and keeping a diary as an adult can be two completely different things. Mm-hmm. As a teenager, like I just said, you're talking about who your crush is, you're talking about potentially you hate your parents in that moment because if you were me, you were always grounded.
You're not allowed to do what you want.
But my mum was a nurse and worked night shift sometimes, and my dad was in the army, so he was away quite a lot. So my gran came, my gran was an absolute pushover. So I was like, gran, can I just go out and go and stay with a friend? Never ever stayed with a friend. And I promise I'll be back before my mum gets in the morning. And every time the poor soul believed me, and every time I came in late, and I think I get battered about the place a few times. But so keeping a diary as a teenager and keeping a diary as an adult is two different things, because as an adult, you're more focusing on your actual emotions of what you're wanting in your life.
Yeah.
And like some people might keep a diary or keep a journal if they're maybe going through IVF or trying for a baby, things like that. It might even be somebody that wants to buy their first house, and like on the list that we're going to talk about today is manifesting.
Yeah.
So that could be something else. So journaling and manifesting can go hand in hand together, because
Absolutely.
You're manifesting, you're thinking about what you want, and then with your journal you're writing it down, so you're almost putting it out there
twice,
so that so that you're reminding yourself and you're constantly reminding yourself what path you want to go down, where you want to end up. And you do the vision boards as well, don't you?
Yeah,
because you got another thing Ainsley got me into.
One of the big things about manifesting, though, is when you think it, when you visualise it, you let it go. Try not to think about it too much. But if you let it go and believe that it's happened or it's That's definitely going to happen.
Well, and I've actually put a photo up on the social medias. I'll be sitting in front of my vision boards just now, and on mine, there's a picture of the podcast. And that's been up there for, what, 3 years, 2 years?
I was going to say two.
So 2 or 3 years it's been up there for. And then it happened this year.
Here we are.
And it's just, this has just been the right time for it to happen, just to be, it all fell into place. Like, I've been planning it for that long.
Yeah.
I just wasn't quite sure how to go about it. And then I looked into it and I researched it over time. But like everything else in life, life takes over. Yeah. You're a mum, you're a dad, you're a grandparent, whatever it is. You're maybe working or you've got your own business.
Life,
it's like a roller coaster. So you're not constantly looking into it. You do it whenever you've got a minute. And then I just thought, I need to just do it. I can't keep researching it. I've got to. So then I started buying, researching the equipment after that and how to upload it, because I thought it was going to be a lot more complicated than what it is. And if I can do it, anybody can do it.
It looks
because
complicated, but then
that's me. I'm definitely not tech savvy. So yeah, me, I've in a sense manifested that by
putting
it out there.
But that's like one, as you say, back to the journaling, it kind of ties in together.
Will we talk about the story for yesterday when I was going through, when I thought I found a sign? Right, so do you remember what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Right, look on that one, on the wee red card at the bottom on that vision board.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I've got two separate vision boards. I've got one for work and one for personal. So on my personal one, I've got that I want to buy my first house, what a new car, these sort of things, just your everyday things, because I do need a bigger house. But when I was looking at private lets at the start of the year, there was one in a street where I grew up in as a child. And I thought, oh, there's just something about that house. And every time I was searching houses in that street were coming up, whether it was for sale or late or whatever else. Then yesterday, I was going through some old photos that my gran had left when she passed away, and in it was a business card, and I was like, what's that? And it was actually an old business card of my dad's and his cousin. They had an alarm business, and on the card the address on it is old address in that street. So of course I'm like, that's a sign, I need to put that in my vision board. I will move into that street. I don't even know if I want to move into the street, but
you've been talking about it for years.
I've been talking about it for a long time. So I think that might be my stepping stone.
You're unintentionally manifesting.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be my stepping stone. That will be, because the other house where I said on the farm is quite nearby as well. Yeah. The other one that I said, I want that. Okay. The only thing about the farm is there's mice and there's rats, and
I'll bring munchkins.
You'll need to move in. I can't. Oh no.
I'll bring the crazy cats.
Is there anything that you think you've manifested?
Loads.
There you go.
Because Vince laughs and he'll say,
Vince is Ainsley's husband.
He'll say,
he's also my husband apparently. We'll get to that story later, maybe.
He'll say to me, well, you've meditated for a couple of days. Going back out and meditate, because when you do all your stuff, good things happen. I've manifested holidays, a caravan, my touring caravan.
Ainsley's got a little office, she calls it her snug out her back, and she's been talking about this for a long time. Tell people how you got it. This is a joke, right? We joke about this. This isn't actually true.
Yeah. The house actually went on fire.
It wasn't quite as severe as that. The whole house didn't. It was like the kitchen, wasn't it? It was was it your dishwasher? No, your tumble dryer,
which was in what we call the cat run, but it's like a lean-to at the back of the house.
We have a running joke. This isn't actually how she got it. We just have a running joke that it kind of got Ainsley's butt into gear to do what she had to do, because when she was cleaning up everything from the fire, she then had to make space in her garden, and she's got a cat run.
Yeah.
which is just outside her back door. So everything got put out there. So when she was cleaning all that, she had to make space, and then she ended up making space for her snug.
Yeah.
But we have a running joke that that's how she got it, but it's not actually how she got it. It's just a joke within the sort of friendship circle.
That the house went fire.
But we've all got a dark, dry sense of humour, so we can laugh about that, but a lot of people won't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not actually. And the house didn't fully go on fire, just in case anybody starts to panic.
The tumble dryer went fire.
Yeah.
And it was
confined to the kitchen, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't as bad as we thought it was. I didn't never.
You were away that weekend, weren't you? That night?
Yes, I was. And I'm saying the kids phoned me. They're 18.
They're adults.
They're 18
yeah.
to 21, but they're kids. They phoned at 3 in the morning. The house is on fire. The tumble dryer's on fire. We phoned the fire brigade. So we've left Stirling, got home, and as you're driving into our village, all I could see was blue lights, and I panicked, I thought.
Because you just think the worst.
Uh-huh. But Gabby managed to get the 5 cats into one car, because they're all housed.
The cats are the cats are the babies.
Yeah, so that Rossi's car, of course, so that her car, as she says, her car's a 3-door, so it was easier to get them in Rossi's car.
But it was
bollocks
when they want their hair on her seats.
Uh-huh. So I think, Ross has still got cat hair in his car. But yeah, everybody was fine. Kids were fine. Cats were fine. So no damage done.
No.
Just damage to the building. It's just bricks and mortar.
That's the thing. And when you think about it, how it could have been if everybody slept through it or whatever else. Like, yous were lucky.
Yeah, lucky he was up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was up doing a pee.
Yeah.
His bladder was full, so...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but yeah, that's a joke about that's how I get my snug. So that's how I've been wanting to do Reiki for a while and angel healing. And
And that's what you're thinking about doing it in your snug?
Well, that's me ready to go.
Yeah.
So, although I've done it previously, but never.
Mm-hmm. And you've never started up your own business, you've just helped other people.
But the big thing for me is helping people and kind of trying to help and teach people how to help themselves.
That's it.
Because I never realised. When I went to a kind of awareness group one night, this is how this all started. So,
and I've spoke a few times on the podcast in previous weeks about helping and asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
So you can help your friends or your family members or your colleagues by, if you notice there's a change in them,
mm-hmm.
and asking if they're okay, mm-hmm. or do you need any help with anything.
Yeah.
Like, just find the right way to word it depending on how close you are to that person.
Yeah.
And if you know the person, how they would react depending on
how you word it. Yeah, absolutely.
And we've spoke about different holistic therapies. Mm-hmm. I've obviously spoke about the couple of ones that I do, which are like, obviously I do the counselling and the coaching.
Yep.
But on top of that, I've got the hot stone massage, the cupping therapy, ear candling and the Indian head massage. But I'd said last week, you do the Reiki, but I don't really know much about that. So how does that help? And in what way?
I suppose it can help them all different ways. It depends what you come with, but whatever that is, Reiki can
so
help.
So does Reiki help with anxiety? Can it help your mental health? Does it help with physical ailments?
Everything. Absolutely.
Right, okay.
And anything. It's energy healing. And you're basically just the kind of conduit for the energy to go through.
So if somebody wanted to come to you for Reiki, would you have like an initial consultation with them to ask them what's going on, how long it's been going on, things like that, and then
absolutely we could have a phone call first, or if they kind of they know, if it's somebody that knows a bit about Reiki,
if they've maybe had it before,
then they would just come in and obviously fill in the Reiki questionnaire type thing for my records. And
And roughly how long does a Reiki session last?
It can last anything from, mine's go longer, but it can be anything from like 20 minutes, half an hour up to well over an hour.
Right, okay.
My opinion and how I do it is I tend to go as long as I feel, and then I'll feel that the energy's starting to kind of pull back, and that's when I know that the healing's complete, whether it's a sore leg, or whether it's migraines, or anxiety, or...
So if somebody's never had Reiki before, and they've never heard of it, how, so like obviously if you go for a massage, you know that somebody's yep. going to be hands-on, they're going yep. to be rubbing that part. So how do you go about Reiki? What is it you actually do within the session?
The client customer lies on like the massage bed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't actually touch them.
Okay.
Unless it's somebody I really know, like if I was treating you or
yeah.
and I know you've got a sore knee.
Yep.
Then I'll say, do you mind? I know I can touch your knee. Or,
right, okay.
But when the person comes in, if I feel comfortable enough, I'll say, do you mind if I feel like the heavy energy somewhere? Can mm-hmm. I touch you? But 99% of the time, it's your hands are maybe an inch or two above the body.
Right, okay.
So, and what I do is I walk round the table. I start at the head and I kind of work my way down one side and up the other side. Most of the time, I just kind of go where the energy's taking me.
Right, okay. Would you say it's a bit like in between massage and meditation, almost?
It's basically a relaxation. Kind of, it's similar to guided meditation because I've got music in the background.
Right, okay.
I'm not guiding them anywhere. Yeah. Or they just say a wee thing into their, like their own head that they're open to receiving.
So that, so they're listening to their own thoughts.
Yeah, and then I'll play music and they just relax and a lot of people fall asleep.
Right, okay.
It's that relaxing. A lot of people say they've never felt lighter.
I know my dad's really big on Reiki mm-hmm. as well. He's used it and he's also trained in it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never yet, but I know we've spoke about you doing Reiki on me.
Yeah.
Which it's interesting.
Yeah, you'll love it. I was actually ill a few years ago. I had an ulcer. I needed my gallbladder out. And they couldn't take that out because of the ulcer. Anyway, long story short, I managed to go for Reiki along with drinking aloe vera and healed the ulcer.
You know what I'm like with drinks though. If a drink doesn't sound normal, I've got a mental block when it comes to drinks. Mm-hmm. So if it isn't something that is in inverted commas normal,
mm-hmm.
I have a hard time. It takes me a long time to get round to actually drinking it.
Yeah.
Like I was prescribed aspirin because I have really bad sore migraines.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the migraine medication works, and now the stronger sort of painkillers don't work either. So I'm on what I call bad boy tablets, and it's really, really strong aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only take like one dose a day, I think it is, or two doses in that day. And when I went to the chemist for it the other week, they gave me as a soluble. I nearly had a heart attack. I'm sorry for being dramatic, but I nearly died. I phoned the chemist
really
and I said, excuse me, can you change this? And they told me they couldn't change it because I brought it home. And they're like, but it's okay, you can just swallow it. And then I had visions of it bubbling up my mouth. It went wrong.
Yeah.
It's not for me. Because we both done shakes years ago, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
Will you still do them?
I still
drink. Is this a healthier lifestyle, not as a dietary thing? Well, it's a diet, but it's a healthier lifestyle. Yeah.
It's kind of habit now as well.
Yeah.
When I first
came to you and
mm-hmm.
you poured me out one to drink, and I was like, oh, I don't think I can. And it took ages. I'm worse than a toddler when it comes.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do it. I really can't. But anyway, mm-hmm. that's that. Sorry, if anybody wants to send anything out to drink, Ainsley will try it.
I'm up for it.
Unless it's alcohol, I might try that.
Uh-huh. I know you can have the alcohol.
I just can't take my tablets that day.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's how I get into Reiki.
Mm-hmm. And then doing Reiki, that encourages positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And
it makes you feel better. In general.
Right, okay.
And I would say kind of 99, because what I'm going to do when I start up kind of officially is have a wee kind of feedback book.
Well, I'll give you Ainsley's details at the end.
So when somebody leaves, I'm going to ask them to give me a wee bit of feedback. If they don't feel comfortable at that time, then they can send
mm-hmm.
it in WhatsApp or whatever by text. But I'm going to have a wee kind of feedback journal for people to write in how they felt, and
well, that's good
if they enjoyed it. And but you come out lighter.
Being positive is always going to be a plus for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can get so wrapped up in what's happening at home, mm-hmm. what's happening in your head, what's happening at work, and I've always been of the mindset, never take your problems into work, mm-hmm. your personal problems into work, and never take your work problems into your personal life. Yeah. And I've tried to always live by that. And I would say the majority of the time I have, you're always going to have off days.
It's always going to cross over at some point. Yeah.
But I think if there is anything going on in your head, you are going to struggle with being positive, mm-hmm. and that's when you do need to start asking for help. Mm-hmm. If you see somebody again, we spoke about it earlier, if their demeanour's changing, that mm-hmm. can be a sign of they're not quite feeling themselves. And mm-hmm. are they unwell? Has something happened in their life? Is something going on where they want to talk about? And you could just be that right person at that right moment, mm-hmm. That asks them the question. Mm-hmm. So always look out for people round about you. I think it's the most important thing.
Well, kindness is free.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And like I said last week or the week before, there's been a big thing the last few years about be kind, especially because there's so many people taking their own lives.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that they hashtag be kind on their social medias, but they maybe don't always live by that rule themselves.
Yeah.
And I think when you're putting it out there, you need to also live by that. And like you said, being kind is free. If you don't like somebody, or if you don't connect with somebody, you don't have to make their life difficult or make your life difficult. If it's on social media, scroll by.
Yeah.
Just ignore them. Don't follow them. Don't add them as a friend. Don't comment on anything. You could block them if you don't want them to comment anything on any of your stuff. But then if it's in sort of real life, again, in inverted commas, walk by them in the street. Yeah. Just don't answer the phone to them. Whatever it is to make your life a bit healthier and happier.
Yeah. Sometimes things don't need to be said. Think before mm-hmm. you speak. Yeah.
Definitely. And we've all said things. None of us are perfect. We've all said things in the past. But I think sometimes learning from your past mm-hmm. is one of the most beneficial things that you can have as an adult or a child.
Mm-hmm. And people will say to me, how are you always positive? Or I need some of what you're having. You're always in a good mood. But I'm still human. I have bad days. Everybody has bad days.
But as well, you, like myself, you've been through quite a lot of trauma,
mm-hmm.
which means that you know how it feels on the other side, mm-hmm. and you don't want to feel that way again.
Yeah.
So you try and make anything round about you mm-hmm. as positive as possible, mm-hmm. which then makes you positive and make you feel in a more positive way.
Yeah, but that's back to the journaling, manifesting, meditating. That's working on yourself that gets you to that point where you realise that you can be more positive, you can have better days,
and if you feel as if there's a day where you just can't be bothered getting dressed and you want to lie in your bed that day and it's not something you do every day, mm-hmm. do it.
But that's also self-care.
And that's self-care, and that's something else we're going to talk about today, because again, self-care can be free. Self-care is exactly as it says on the tin. You are caring for yourself, because if you don't care for yourself, how do you think you can care for anybody else? So if you're a mum, a dad, a grandparent, a carer, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, a guardian, then if you're not looking after yourself, eventually your battery will run low, your steam will run out, and you can't then take care of somebody else because you are physically exhausted mm-hmm. or physically unwell, mentally unwell, mm-hmm. however it affects you, because it will affect everybody differently. So you need to look at... So a couple of things that you can do when it comes to self-care. I mean, self-care can be something as simple as go sit in another room away from the kids, away from whoever that's distracting you. Watch your programme for half an hour. Have your cup of tea, cup of coffee. It can be lying in the bath for an hour rather than 10 minutes. Putting your candles in, putting your bubble bath in. Or it could be going out with your friends, mm-hmm. going on a solo holiday. Everybody's perception of self-care is going to be different.
Yeah.
And it's all down to what you want,
because
essentially you're thinking about yourself, so it's what you want, not what anybody else wants. What you can financially afford to do, if it's something that does cost, and time. My youngest always says time is money, and that's normally when he's talking to his gran. But time can be money, but also time can be free.
Yeah, exactly. And it's what you need at that moment in time. And that changes.
It could be a wee half hour phone call. I mean, your whole family laugh at us because we'll phone mm-hmm. just a wee 10 minutes and then we're still on the phone like an hour and 45 minutes later. And Ainsley's mum's normally phoned about 5 times, and I'm terrified in case she's going to hunt me down.
And we're meeting the next morning. I know. And Vince will say, what have you still got to talk about? You're not going to have anything to talk about.
But we do.
Exactly.
And we still don't run out of conversation. Uh-huh. But yeah, that's females for you. We've always got something to talk about. And none like us, Vince, though. And not always in a good way. And all the phone and I'll say, is your husband still alive?
That's my self-care.
Don't need to care for him anymore. You said you were going to start up the Reiki, but you're starting up something else, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or potentially starting up something else.
Yeah, women's circles.
Right, okay.
So whether that's for... I've not made my mind up yet, but I've got different ideas. I'm thinking about a weekly women's circle.
Okay.
A men's circle. A meditation circle.
Okay.
And these can be combined as well, but sometimes it's nice to keep things separate because you don't want it going too long.
And the other thing as well is you want people to come, they might want to come for different things, they might not want to come for everything. So somebody might want to come for the meditation but might not want to come for the moon cycle.
Because
so.
They're no interested in moon cycles. And the moon stuff comes into manifesting as well. There's certain things you can do, you can let go, and there's certain things you can manifest. And
so how would you explain to somebody how, like, what time, when would you sort of bring the moon into it, I suppose, if you want to say it like that, when it comes to manifesting? Is it like on a full moon? Is it the start of the month? Is it, how does it all work?
Both. It's a new moon and a full moon.
Right, okay.
Of a circle.
Right, okay.
And it's about putting out your intentions for the month and what you want. What we usually do is I go to one. I know a lot of people that's doing one as well, but I done a course. And there's enough room for everybody. There's not enough circles, in my opinion. So if everybody could start one up, I think the world would be a better place.
You said about a women's circle. Is there things like that for males? No?
I don't think so. I've been looking into that.
Right, okay.
Because one of the big things for me with the women's one is menopause. I was thinking about doing a menopause, like perimenopause.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Very menopausal.
Having gone through that, myself and obviously us together.
And although you know there's so many other people going through it, and because and people round about our age, because we're all like everybody we went to school with, we're obviously all similar age, so most of us will be going through it, but you still feel so lonely.
Well, people don't,
because
talk,
most people, me and Ainsley talk about anything and everything, like we have no secrets with anybody. And yeah, I think some people may be frowning on some of the stuff that we say.
TMI.
Yep. But that's not always a bad thing, because, but I've learned that through my own mental health journey, because I kept so much to myself, and nobody, although you could maybe see some of the time that I definitely was not myself, most of the time, nobody knew what was going on in my head, and people still don't know what's going on in my head, because I will still keep a lot of things to myself, but sometimes when you say it, like we said earlier on again with the journaling, you're getting it out there.
Yeah, and it's so, a hard, hard thing to go through.
Because you don't, your body doesn't understand and you don't understand, because it almost happens, although it is gradual, you don't notice it gradually building up until wham, it hits you.
And a lot of GPs at the moment think we're too young at this age. I'm trying to...
This really annoys me, because although it's very uncommon... Females can start going through perimenopause at any age. I mean, there's been teenagers going through it.
I was just about to say, there was a 15-year-old online.
Yeah, there's, I mean, even younger. But that is very, very uncommon, so don't panic about that.
No.
You can go through it in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. I do personally think I started around about 36, 37.
Yeah.
But it was it last year or the year before? I think it was last year.
Yeah. And I would say I'm perimenopausal.
I've only really started being treated for it.
Yeah. Same as me. Yeah.
But you were later than me getting treated. You basically went in and said, well, I know I can.
Yeah.
Be at this stage and I know I can have certain things prescribed.
Yeah, I was in tears for 40 minutes in the doctor's office, but... And she eventually listened. But she... They were refusing to give me anything because I wasn't 45, because I'm only 44.
I think when it comes to GPs and doctors in general, they should maybe be not retrained, but their skills maybe need to be upkept when it comes to not just menopause, but anything that's got a big impact on somebody's life. Because mental these situations, but the problem with mental health is the funding for that has been cut in the UK. I know there's a lot of people that do listen to this outside the UK, but when we do give kind of these scenarios, we are normally talking about the UK because that's our experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they need to be, they need to upkeep their information. Yeah. They need to be kept in the loop.
Yeah.
Maybe a wee bit of additional training here and there for different things. But even when it comes to mental health, there's still the stigma where mental health only affects females. Yeah. But it affects males, it affects children. People think it only affects adults. It does affect children. And a lot of people still say now, how can it affect a child? A child doesn't know anything about life. Mm-hmm. Children are still going through life. They're still going through every day. They still see things. They still hear things. They may be being bullied.
Still experience trauma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got children that have got neurodiverse issues. There's everything. Just don't ever judge anybody because you don't know the situation or because you've never gone through or you don't understand.
Yeah.
If you don't understand, either move on or try and find out information. Ask the question. Nobody's going to sort of hate you or start arguing with you for you trying to be more knowledgeable.
That's one of the biggest things. Being able to speak and having somebody to listen, regardless of whether it's menopause, mental health, something else, or your health, anything, relationship problems.
That's the thing. Like again, when you're talking about relationships, sorry if you can hear my chair squeaking. It's a bit old, a bit like myself. Talking about relationships, a lot of people, especially on social media, you see happy families, happy couples, happy, happy, happy. But that might just be happy, happy, happy in that video, in that photograph, on that post.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Don't ever say, oh, but they're happy, or they've got loads of money, or they've got this, they've got that, they're doing this, whatever it is, because that might not be the full picture. That's only, that may only be a snippet.
Yeah, that can just be... Yeah, for Facebook or for social media, whatever.
Not even that. Like, sometimes it's that person trying to convince themselves. Because they're not sure that their relationship is as happy. So if they put that on there, then they're almost saying,
portraying this.
And they're telling themselves, this is exactly how my life is all the time. And it isn't always. And we just need to let that person go through the process. And if it is as bad as... possibly can be, then hopefully they do kind of come out of it and grow to have a happier life. Or you don't even have to walk away for a relationship. Sometimes you can have couple counselling, family counselling. Sometimes it's just about sitting down and being honest with each other and telling each other where you think things are going wrong, or if it's financial issues, sit down, work out your finances, see how you could maybe rectify them. And there's lots of places that can help you, and they don't always have to cost money. You can have charities. You've also got, if it's financial, you've got things like Sits Advice Bureau, which is in the UK, and that's free. You've got, just Google. Google. And if you don't know where to look, as I've said in previous episodes, you can contact myself and I will try and help you as much as possible to find the right person for you or the right group for you. So, when we were talking about you are starting up your Reiki, we were saying that we were going to give you your details.
Yes.
So, you've just named your business, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And you've only just set up your Facebook account. Now, bearing in mind, remember when you're messaging her, she doesn't have Messenger.
I'll get it. I'll install it.
We will install it after this podcast has been recorded. But yeah, so how can people contact you? What's the name of your business?
It's called Believe.
We'll tell the story about that in a minute. So how can they contact you?
So you can get me through the Facebook page. I've not put it on Instagram or anything yet because I'm just getting it set up. So
remember, she's not even got Messenger, so think how long it's going to take for Instagram to come.
Then TikTok. I'll get there.
We might do all that when we come off.
So, yeah, a wee message on the Facebook page and I'll get back to you, whether it's on the page or private, or and it's called Believe Healing From Within.
I will put a link to it in all the social media when I'm posting this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's us just starting to get up and running, so yeah.
It's exciting.
Hopefully.
It's exciting starting a new business, though. It's scary, but it's exciting.
I'm just so excited to start helping people. That's mm-hmm. my big thing, because I can see the difference in me.
You're like me, though. I always say if I had a magic wand, mm-hmm. I'd love to just wave it and help everybody, fix everybody. You know, fix isn't the right word, but you get where I'm going with it. Mm-hmm. And Ainsley's like me in that sense. She just wants to help. Because you're an empath.
Exactly. I just feel as if everybody could help one person, how much better would the world be?
Exactly.
How much nicer, how much... Yeah.
And we might even get some sunshine if you all start being nice to each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're in Glasgow, we get winter 360 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've just done the back garden, obviously, for people coming out of the snug, because it was kind of... a mess.
But that was purely winter. Because of the winter, and then obviously from your fire.
So for people coming in, I thought I'll kind of decorate it a wee bit, freshen up the paint, and and then it started raining for the last 2 days, 3 days. So
mm-hmm. The paint's garden. Washed away.
Yeah, it's back to winter.
Right, so you said your business is called Believe.
Yes.
How long did it take you to come up with that name? This is a funny story. This is an Ainsley story.
Weeks, months.
Months.
Yeah.
And how did you finally come up with the name?
Because this has been my word, basically, from starting my spiritual journey 8 years ago. My word has been Believe. And I've got my husband get me a light made with it on it. I've got pencil cases, books, jewellery. And I couldn't think of a name for my business. And then one day I just walked it to the snug. And looked around,
and it slapped her in the face.
Seriously, Ainsley, come on. So yeah, Believe, that's where it came from.
But you know what, however you find your name for your business, it comes at the right time. I mean, look at me when I was setting up the therapy business. Mm-hmm. I sat with a bit of paper, mm-hmm. a pen and a dictionary.
And your phone texting me.
And my phone. I was also phoning my friend who's in Turkey. So, yeah, it takes... And I had all these different words that I knew I wanted to incorporate it somewhere, but I didn't have the name kind of put together. And then I was on the phone, Danielle, who's my friend in Turkey, and she's like, what was the words that you said again? And I was going through, there was like, I can't even remember all the words. And then two of the words on it were Reboot mm-hmm. and Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And then we came up with the Reboot Sanctuary, which is why the name of the podcast has been changed from episode 2, is because it's just me doing it myself. Yeah. So I'm incorporating it with my other business. So that's why we've got Reboot in there.
Yeah.
So it's Reboot Your Thoughts. So they just kind of connect up that way. And I think, again, everything just happens for a reason.
And at the right time.
And at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I was going to say something. If you do want to go to Ainsley for either Reiki, or if you do want to ask her any questions to do with Reiki, if you want to ask her about a potentially women's circle, because if they do want to go to it, because obviously you've not made the full plans yet, so maybe you could get a wee waiting list going.
Yeah,
so,
through emails.
Yeah. So if you contact Ainsley, she could put your name on a waiting list, you give her your contact details, and then she'll get back to you if and when she does. Well, when?
That's another way you can contact me, through my email.
What's your email?
I'll need to look that up.
And of course you do.
Yeah, you can put it on after the podcast.
Because I've got nothing else to do, do you know what I mean? So I'll put Ainsley's contact details on all my social medias.
Sorry.
It's all right, I'll let you away with it. I'll put Ainsley's contact details, I'll put a link to her
Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's only Facebook. I mean, well, although we may be adding Instagram and everything, but that's fine.
We will.
So we'll put all the links. Again, if you do want to come on and talk about anything to do with mental health or anything positive at all, get in touch with myself at rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com, or again on any of my social medias. If you would like to advertise your business, again, contact me the same way. Or if you would like to sponsor the podcast, you can do that the same way. There's many different packages, and you can pick a package that suits the size of your business and obviously your finances. In the next few weeks, I've got a few different podcasts planned. If you are a parent and you have either got your own business, had your own business, or you are working, I would like to talk to you if possible, or if you could even write in with a story, just saying about how you find, do you find it a struggle with childcare? Do you find it a struggle getting out to work, picking the right hours? Is your work social in the sense that it's allowing you to work around your childcare or around anything else that you've got going on in your life? You might be a carer. If you're self-employed, have your own business, how do you find that compared to if you were ever employed previously? Do you, I know myself, obviously some weeks, some months, you might have more money coming in than others.
Yeah.
And you can worry about paying your bills, making sure there's food on the table, making sure the rent or the mortgage is paid. So kind of just talking about the different commitments, the pros and cons, I guess, if you want to put it like that. So that's coming in a few weeks. Another one that we've got coming up is to do with weight. So it can be weight gain, it can be weight loss. How do you feel about your weight? Some people are very judgmental
mm-hmm.
about people's weight, and that's not just from one scale to the other. So some people might think somebody's very overweight, they might think somebody's very underweight. That could just same
as if you're, yeah.
But that can just be, that's that person's makeup, that's how they are, and they might be very happy with how they feel. But if your words might cut deep,
yeah.
And they don't have to, you don't have to judge anybody. See, as long as you're happy in your body, then that's all that matters to you.
Exactly.
If you're not happy in your body, then let's look at how we can rectify that. How can we fix that for you? How can we help you on that journey? So going to be talking about a few different things. And actually, I've got somebody coming on who has been through her own journey, talking about the whole weight loss, weight gain, how they went through their journey. And then one other thing that I've at the minute got somebody else booked in for to come on the podcast is about addiction. And addiction can come in many forms. It's not just what everybody jumps to. It's not just drugs, and it's not just hard drugs. It's not just alcohol. You can be addicted to gambling. You can be addicted to sex. You can be addicted to the gym.
Addiction's addiction.
People think that if you're going to the gym, then it's a positive thing. It can also be negative if you're going too often.
Back to your mental health.
But that is just a few wee snippets, and I will touch on it each week before that we record each of them. So if you do want to get in touch, again, it's rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com or rebootyourthoughtspodcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, / Twitter. I don't know what anybody calls it these days. And if you would like to come on and talk about anything, if you've got something that I've not mentioned, please get in touch. And if you would like to book in one of my therapies, again, just get in touch with me the same way and I'll get back to you. But I hope you all have a good week, and thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.